die. He says, come follow me and die to chasing after earthly treasure. He says, come follow me and die to that desire inside you for material, earthly, mundane possessions. Jesus says, come follow me and die to your selfish desire for fame and respect from other people here on earth. Today, Jesus says to you and to me and to all who have ears to hear, come follow me. Take up the cross and store up for yourself true treasure in heaven. True treasure that no one can take away. Real treasure that will never decay. Heavenly, holy treasure that will never pass away. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, Jesus says, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So, where is your treasure? Where is your heart? Is it in the bank? Is it in some storage locker somewhere? Is it propped up on a shelf in your apartment for all the world to see what you've earned? Is it in the accolades and the praises of your fellow neighbors here? Or is your treasure in heaven? These words from Jesus in the gospel today are a call to repentance. They're a call to each of us to repent of our own idolatry, whatever it is. Because we all have something. Maybe it's a big thing. Maybe it's a little thing. Maybe it's everything we own. Whatever it is, we all have something that threatens to become or already has become the single most important thing in our life over and above our Lord. So Jesus today says, give it up. Sell it off. Let it go. Give it away. Repent of your idolatry and turn your life around. And let the cross take the place of that thing you idolize. And then come, follow me. As you carry your cross, sometimes it will hurt a lot. As you carry the cross, sometimes it will be unbearably heavy. It will always be a difficult burden. And like it did Jesus, in the end, it will kill you. But Jesus makes us this promise. Jesus promises you that that cross you're carrying is a sign. That cross you're carrying, that hurting, heavy burden that has been placed upon your forehead and your heart, that cross is a sign to remind you that you have treasure where it really counts. You have treasure in heaven. Because of that cross, because of what Jesus did on that cross, you have a room prepared for you in the mansions of the Lord. Because of what Jesus bore on that cross, you have a permanent place ready for you at the banquet table at the marriage feast of the Lamb. Because of what Jesus suffered on that cross, you have a place in the New Jerusalem, where the river of life runs down the middle of Main Street, where the tree of life grows on both sides of the street, where it gives its fruit every month of the year, and where its leaves are for the healing of the nations and for you too. because of what Jesus did on the cross, because he suffered in agony on the cross, you have a body free from pain. You have a heart free from sorrow. You have a soul free from sin. You even have an existence free from death. Because Jesus died on the cross, you have a life that is greater and fuller and more blessed than anything or anyone on earth can ever give you. Because of Jesus' saving work on the cross, you have the forgiveness of all your sins and the sinlessness of Christ. You have a life that never ends because Christ now lives in you. You have the salvation of your body and soul by the grace of Him who bids you this day, come, follow me. Because of that cross you carry, you have Jesus. And when you have Jesus, you have every blessing of heaven. You have Jesus with you right now. You will have Jesus with you tomorrow. You will have Jesus with you for all eternity in the life of the world to come. That's your treasure. And it's all yours because Jesus earned it for you on the cross. So take Jesus' words to heart today. Fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Have no other God before Jesus. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And go your way. Sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. Your treasure is in heaven. His name is Jesus. And absolutely nothing on this earth can ever compare to the treasure that he gives and the treasure that he is. Praise God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of response is created.